Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. California, starting today, plans to send out tax refunds to state residents to ease the hit from inflation. The Newsom administration says the program, which is aimed at helping millions of Californians, is the largest in state history. The governor's office says it's sending out a total of $9.5 billion. Depending on income and family size, the refunds range from $200 to over $1,000. They're set to go out through November 14th. Tenants of two SROs in San Francisco's Chinatown have settled a discrimination lawsuit with building managers. KQED's Erica Kelly reports.
The eight tenants alleged they started getting harassed after Valstock Management took over their buildings in 2016, with fines for things like hanging laundry out to dry. Leases and notices once written in Chinese were put in English, creating fear and confusion. Winnie Gao is senior counsel at the Asian Law Caucus, an attorney for the tenants.
These were their homes. They had lived there very peacefully for many, many years. And so when new management, the defendants came in and new management came in and the practices started to change, it was incredibly disturbing.
As part of the settlement, Valstock agreed to pay $618,000, drop some fines, and ensure a Chinese-speaking staff member is available to speak to tenants. Valstock declined to comment. I'm Erica Kelly, KQED News.
Sports. College football tonight, San Jose hosts UNLV. Tomorrow, Stanford hosts Oregon State. Soccer, the Roots play in Hartford tomorrow. The Quakes play in Seattle on Sunday. Also on Sunday, pro football, the Niners. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.